You mentioned Train to Game, that you've been involved in them. What do they do? Is that a training academy or what?
Yes, they give out. They're the ones who are actually training us. They will offer courses equivalent to HNDs.
Right.
Which there are four courses at the moment: a designer course, an artist, and animation, and then a programming development course and a quality assurance course. Now you have to do these at home, so it's self-study.
Yeah. So you have to be disciplined then.
Yeah, very disciplined, very committed. But at the end of the day, if you're doing something that you're passionate about, then that shouldn't be an issue.
Yeah. Now you've got through the first. How many stages were there? Was it just this one in Luton, and then that made the final, or was there other stages in between?
Well, that was the last stage.
That's the last stage. So now you're in the final next, aren't you? Where is that, and when?
The final is taking place next week. Beginning on Tuesday the 10th. It is located at in Birmingham. It will be at the NEC for the Gadget Show Live.
So this is the television Gadget Show, that one?
Yes, correct.
Yeah. Now, what do you have to do to win the final? I mean, how does the competition go? Is it similar to what you did in Luton, or is it different?
Back in December, we were given an IP that we could work with, and that we've been developing that product ever since December to make sure that it is up to standard for the Gadget Show Live.
Yeah.
So we've had a good numerous months on this project. Now we will be showing it off to a lot of famous gaming industry people, such as Cliff Bleszinski and Peter Molyneux, as well as people who gave us our theme, Ian Livingston and Steve Jackson.
So you're going to show it to a load of potential. Are they potential buyers, investors, or what? Could they buy the game?
These are professionals in the industry who've had well renowned for their commercial success.
So they'll actually allocate the winner, will they? They'll point at the winner.
Yes, Steve Jackson and Ian Livingston will have the most pull on that because it's their. Their theme at the end of the day. Our theme is one of the books, a fighting fantasy book that they gave us.
Yeah.
We had to make sure it was up to scratch, really. Make sure it was the best of the business.
And will the winner be announced on that Tuesday, or will it be announced later on?
We are actually working on the project from Tuesday all the way up to the Sunday.
Yeah.
The winner will be announced on that Sunday evening.
So are you nervous?
Quite. It's such a big feat. There's so much opportunity riding on this. I just want to make sure that I'm giving 100%, and hopefully that will be enough.
If you're lucky enough to win, and fortunate enough to win, whichever word it is, what do you actually win? What's the deal?
We'll be given an actual license to develop other games later on in the future.
Wow.
That's a lot of money in its own. There's also, we win a holiday and such for the actual team.
Yeah.
So that's the most important is the license for us to branch off and make our own games. Without having to pay any royalties.
Excellent. Now, I guess the question that a lot of my young listeners will be wanting is your game, if it wins, is that going to be available for purchase at any time?
I believe it will, but I can't give details on when it will be released.
I mean, great opportunity. I think you said at the start of the interview that it's really when you only start to get to the final, you realise the opportunity and potential that's there if you win.